Hello again, my brothers and sisters who listen to an Advent daily devotional. Amen. That puts a smile on Jesus's face. There are some people who are spending Christmas preparation time listening to Advent daily devotionals. That's you. Amen. Well, it's Monday. We're now in the third week of Advent, if you can believe that, and it's the week of joy. And if you didn't happen to be at church yesterday or watch on Facebook or YouTube, you may want to go check that out. We had a wonderful service filled with joy, filled with the joy of young people, from two-year-olds to seniors in high school, not to mention one of our teachers singing during communion. It was amazing. Okay, I'm filled with joy. Today's Monday, the third week of Advent, and today's devotion from John Pavlovitz is called The Lowest Places. The Lowest Places. First, we hear some scripture, and we're going to go back to the prophet Isaiah. In chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah, the great messianic prophet, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Let's settle in. These are words of God here. I like to take a sip of tea sometimes. It's just kind of a signal to my whole body that this is scripture time. By the way, that was chamomile and rubios tea. One-of-a-kind flavor, if you haven't ever tried it. Give yourself at least two cups to get used to it. We're here to hear the Word of God, so let us do that. Isaiah says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Beautiful scripture of what Jesus can do for us. Here's the devotion. They say, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I'm not sure what the cutoff age for that adage is, but now, nearing 50, I sometimes feel I'm getting terrifyingly close. I'm a whole lot less adventurous than I used to be. In matters of technology, or music, or activities, or diet, I tend to stick with what I know, feeling more and more resistant to new things. You see, the familiar allows me control. And this control provides comfort. And like most old dogs, I like comfort. When I do venture into uncharted territory, I feel the easy frustration that comes with being stretched beyond my preferences. You have heard it said, but I tell you, Jesus has a way of stretching us. Over and over again in the Gospels, the message he has for those who would emulate him in the world is, in essence, I want to show you something new. Whatever standard you once used for how to live and treat people and find meaning, I'm asking you for more. Or rather, for less. Regarding anger or motive or religion or revenge or comfort, he continually invites us to the low places, to a greater humility, to a deeper forgiveness, to a shrinking ego, to a bigger generosity. We almost always resist such things because initially they feel like loss, like we're giving up too much, like we're letting someone else get away with something. But we always find a better version of ourselves in the low places. And that is why we need to keep going there. Today, as you walk deeper into this season, reflect on what part of your mind, heart, or life you are avoiding stretching, or in what situation you are resistant to setting aside your ego. Embrace a new thing. We have three reflection questions for today that you can use any way you'd like. Number one, humility is one of the low postures. This often means examining our own biases, facing our own prejudices, and confronting our assumptions. Take an inventory of times and ways you may be sliding into arrogance, overconfidence, or intolerance. Think about that. Number two, how have your spiritual convictions or religious worldview evolved over time? How have your spiritual convictions or religious worldview evolved over time? What are the greatest changes in the past year or two? And three, reflect upon some new thing that you are looking forward to or frightened by in the coming year. What about the unknown ahead excites or terrifies you, and why? And this concludes today's daily devotion, Monday, in the third week of Advent, the week of joy. Don't forget, today at noon, we have our lunch bunch meeting downstairs at church. Bring your own if you'd like, or just bring a cup of coffee, or bring yourself. And we'll just chat some and share some and feel the Spirit amongst us. I leave you with your reflection and meditation word for today. It's a good one, important one. Probably when it comes to following Jesus, this is one of the most important words for us to consider. Arrogance.